This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-73. Yeah, this is Real Joe. Yes, we are going. We are live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, you may find... No, not that you may. I should rephrase that. You will find... smarter people than I are up in the website. Okay? I mean, really, I really tell you the truth. I easily get distracted. Right? I easily, all you got to do is have these windows start popping up in front of my face and I go somewhere else. You don't need me anymore. Anyway, I always appreciate the time you spend with me. I appreciate the emails that you send, the shows that you send, the links to the shows that you send. You know, there's a lot going on out there, a lot to keep up with. You know? The tragedy that took place in Orlando a few days ago. And we're still reeling from it. I get it. People want answers. People want to know, you know. I love that President Obama went to Orlando today. And when he gets out there to talk to people, he does, you know, it's not so much I'm saddened by your loss. I'm sorry for your loss. Right? No, he wants an explanation from gun rights supporters. Because, again, we're right back to, I know you're tired of hearing it. You've probably been hearing it all day long. But, again, we're right back to, it's the gun's fault. How about this? Let's start off this way. It's the government's fault. Because, you know, the government does everything so well. But here's a guy that, for all intents and purposes, should not have been allowed to buy guns right now. Needed to be checked. Needed to be, when you're being investigated, think about all the things that were going on in his life. Right? He'd been picked up three times and questioned. One of them because of all the nasties he was doing at work, threatening to come back and kill them or shoot them. Right? Then being physical with his wife. And having these ties to... I don't care if they're ties where he's just... Or most of what he's looking at on his computer is how to join ISIS. I mean, there's reason enough right there, don't you think? And even if it's only temporary... Even if you force it from within the law, us, right-wing conservative constitutionalists, we kind of love to tweak it the way we want it. When it comes to freedom of speech, do you really think our forefathers had in mind that we'd be allowed to swear at cops? You think that's what they, when they sat down and said, you know what? We should allow the people to swear at the authority figures. That's what we need freedom of speech for, right? You think that's what that was all about? Because it wasn't. But I just want to know if that's what you think. When you're talking about the right to bear arms, Do you really feel that they thought that there was that was without restriction? You're like the town fool, the town alcoholic. You know, maybe back then they had the they had things like bipolar. They just didn't know what they were. I mean, seriously, is I'd like to hear from somebody on the right. I'd like to hear somebody tell me that no, under no circumstances, no how ever is someone to be kept from having a gun. I want to hear that. Because we do the same thing they do to a degree. We get all emotional about it, too. Okay, who's going to decide who has a right to have a gun, who doesn't? Who's going to this, who's going to that? And we end up getting that round argument about you can't ban somebody from having a gun because you never know who's going to ban somebody from having a gun or how they're going to get it back. That's great. That's wonderful. That doesn't make sense either. Sorry. Doesn't for me anyhow. There has to be some kind of stipulation. There has to be some kind of guideline somewhere that says, well, maybe not forever, but you know, we're gonna pick up your guns for a couple of weeks here. I don't know what the verbiage is. I don't know how you make it happen. I just want you to think about it. Okay, this guy should not have had a gun, period. But for Obama to go and say the Orlando Memorial and demand an explanation from the gun rights supporters, I want an explanation from him as to why he won't support America, why he won't support Americans. I want to know why he so supports the rights of I don't even know. I'm trying to come up with a different word than the one everybody else uses. Instead of saying Islamic extremist, Muslim extremist, everybody uses those words. But why he would stick up for the rights of somebody who is bent on killing us as opposed to the rights of the Americans. Peace-loving Americans that don't want to kill us. I want an explanation. You know, we've been demanding explanations from him all along. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And Hillary, she wants to hold the gun manufacturers responsible. You know why she wants to do that, right? Come on, you guys figure this out yet? Because if she can get that to go through, then she could force us to hold the email server manufacturer responsible for her email issue. Don't you think that's what it's about? I'm Joe Basile, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. I got a lot more to say. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
I get stuck in the music, I'm sorry. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you. I can't sit on this fat wallet anymore. And it's not fat because there's money in it, believe me. Fat because there's all kinds of receipts in there that I should get rid of. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. Take the poll. There's a million things you could do up there. A million things you can get involved with up there. You can actually get very distracted from what's going on. And I do very much appreciate the time you spend with me, so don't... But if you write stupid stuff to me, either I'm not going to respond, or I'm going to nail you back. Hey, listen, I sell items on eBay. And one of the items I sell is a little lens that covers a life. If you've ever rented an RV, been in an RV, walked up in an RV, there's a little lens that goes over the light. We grab the handle to get in. So it lights the handle so you don't end up, you know, killing yourself in the middle of the night trying to get inside. So, I don't know. We've sold quite a few of these things. And so somebody sends me a note. Now, if you understand how eBay works, you go looking for your item. You find it. I'm one of probably 20 people selling this item, this kind of item. And the guy sends me an email. And he says, you know, what a thief you are, selling a $12.90, a 20-cent piece of plastic for $12.99. I know that's what it cost you to make it. You're such a ripoff. And I looked at it, I just started laughing. I said, oh, an Obama supporter. And maybe even a Bernie Sanders supporter. I don't know which. And I was going to let it go and just blow it off. I said, nah, let me have some fun with this. Because I love to have fun with stuff like this. So anyway, I responded to the guy and I said, okay, so let me see if I get this right. First and foremost, if you can get these made for 20 cents a piece, I'll go into business with you. Okay? And I'll give you half of what I make. We'll see if you still think I'm a ripoff when you're raking in the bucks because you're getting them for 20 cents a piece. Because I can't get them for 20 cents a piece even if I buy 4,000 at a time. Because that's the break-even point. Okay? Number two, I said, you obviously are one of those people that are giving a government check, or getting one anyway. Because what you've forgotten about is, do you come pick it up? Because it's got to go in an envelope. Somebody has to pay for the envelope. And it can't go into a regular envelope. It has to go to a padded envelope. And somebody has to pay for the envelope. Ooh, then there's this pesky little thing called postage. You got to pay for the postage. Oh, that's just amazing how that is. And then when you get done with all of that, figuring 1 out of every 10 gets lost, so you have to eat the cost out of 1 out of every 10. Right? I mean, I can go on and on and on with this. And I said, so either you flunked your business class, you have no clue, or you're on welfare. I don't know which. I haven't heard back from him for some reason. I don't know why. Just amazing to me. So, and during the break, someone took a... someone did not like the fact that I want to put some kind of restrictions on guns. And again, I'm not the one that's going to make the rule as to what the restriction is. So I've got a guy that follows me on Facebook. And he openly admits, he says, you know, he's a 0 to 60 kind of guy, would wipe out a whole mall if he got mad at one of the cashiers. And at first you kind of laugh and you think, okay, you know, the guy's just joking around. And I get, he responds to some of my my posts that I put up on the family page. Family page, not for politics. We just have some, I have some fun. I do some lighthearted stuff on there. I don't mind if you want to chime in and be lighthearted too, but if you get stupid, I'm going to get stupid with you. It's really simple. So I put something up about being a dad. And his response to it was, I could never be a dad because my threats would be way too horrible, extreme, and they would not even be threats. They would be very, 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 very serious and grave and a solemn promise. I'll never get married. It's not for everybody. I have way too many emotional issues to have kids. To get married is, truth is, something horribly disturbing, but it's true. And that's just a short version of what he wrote. Some of the stuff that he's written, I've had to delete almost immediately because it tinges him. He doesn't like the way I said it or it reminds him of something that happened to him in his childhood, and he goes from zero to off. All right? He's an American citizen. I never want to see a gun in his hand. Never do I want to see a gun in his hand. That's just me. I'm one of 350 million. My vote won't count. But I'd vote not to give him a gun. The so we're going to have, what's his name? What is his name? Corey Duncan's going to join us in the next hour. And then in the third hour, our buddy Michael Housen will join us. And I think he's jumped onto the Trump train. I've seen some of the stuff he's written. He may have joined the Trump train. I don't know. So I've got some good news for you guys. Well, actually, maybe, should I give you the bad news first? Maybe I should give you bad news first. I like that one better. Because it always gets you, because then the good news is good. Even better. Betterer? The jobs report came out a few weeks ago. Remember that stellar report for May was they added 38,000 jobs for May? Right? Wasn't that great? I'm sure everybody was excited at the White House for that one. But, you know, things are getting better, right? So now here's one I never thought would happen. I mean, we're really in trouble if this is true. The Home Shopping Network is laying off over 350 people. The Walmart's laying off over 1,500. Going to try to move them laterally to other jobs if they'll take them. Bank of America. Bank of America? Don't they print money over there? They're laying off 8,000 people. That's big. That's a lot. Let me see. CVS. 150. Right? What's the big whoop? No? That is a big deal, isn't it? Let me see. What else is on here? That's kind of exciting. No. University of Alaska. Yeah, some of the schools, some of the colleges and some of the junior colleges are laying people off all over the place. UMass of Boston, 400. Granbury schools are laying off 16% of their teachers. There's, where I just went past, Pennsylvania school districts are laying off. They won't tell you how many, though. Oh, my God. This can't be good news. Keurig Coffee Company is laying off 108 people. There goes your coffee. You better get a Starbucks card or something like that. Western Digital Technology Company, 450 people. It just doesn't stop. But everything. But don't get nervous. Don't get nervous. Everything's cool. Right? You heard El Presidente. Everything's fine. Got nothing to worry about. You know the, you know what? Your heart's got to go out too. Your heart has to go out too. The parents who lost that 2-year-old at Disney. But a little bit more to that story than even we knew. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Go warm up your coffee. Actually, you should warm up my coffee. You could if I had it. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines. and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime...
But we are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you part with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, producer Tammy said, you said there was good news and bad news. I gave you the bad news first, which was all those jobs being lost. The good news is I don't work for any of those companies. It's good news for me, anyway. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spent with me. I head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots of good things happening there. Smarter people than I up in the live chat room that we have going on. You can learn from them. Because you ain't going to learn nothing from me. No, listen, seriously. All right, so a new study shows that colleges would save spaces. Now, come on, guess. You think they're popular? Right? Guess what? They're not. They're among the least popular. Now, a college ranking website has released a new study on university Twitter trends, analyzing which schools have the most positive, neutral, and negative feeds. Now, college ranking website, I guess it belongs to Twitter. It must be, right? The tweeting, and that is legal, and it is clean, at universities... study conducted by collegestats.org examined over 100,000 tweets in March and April that contained the names of nearly 5,000 American institutions. Researchers used a computer filter to detect a host of positive and negative key phrases in each tweet. That's pretty cool. They then judged the online perception of each university based on the tweets about it. Well, that's because you know what it is, there's too many conservatives responding to those. Now, College Stats is not speculating on potential explanations for the findings, nor for the possible significance, but campus reform has noticed a certain degree of correlation between many college rankings and their prominence in the news. Now, Washington University in St. Louis, for instance, was named a school with the most negative words per tweet. That was during the month of March, by the way. Now, around the same time period, the campus weathered a protest against fossil fuels, also experienced a shooting near campus that triggered a lockdown leading to the students in fear of their lives. Now, the university with the second greatest negative is Bowdoin College. Is that it? B-O-W-D-O-I-N. Bowdoin? Put a G on it, it'd be Bowdoin College. As Campus Reform reported in March, some students began demanding safe spaces in response to a tequila-themed party. I could see where that would happen. But the safe space for me would be to keep them from throwing the bottles at me when they were done. I wouldn't be afraid about what they said. They considered the party as racist. Yes, and the only way to get away from racism is to go hide in a room. That always works, doesn't it? So the student government even worked to impeach two student senators who attended the party. Terrible. And their name was Rodriguez and Hernandez. They should have never gone. Another school with a... I can't stand it. We're in so much trouble, people. These are your next wave of legislators. That should scare the heck out of you. Another school with a high rate of negative words per tweet is Portland, where protesters recently disrupted a Board of Trustees meeting but shut down a student for Trump meeting. Now, the campus has also played host to periodic demonstrations calling for its campus police to be stripped of their weapons. We want the people protecting us not to have guns. Come on, think about that. So when the lunatic shows up with guns, what was the college that had the shooting just recently? I can't remember where it was.
What was it? It was either Oregon or Washington.
Yeah, it was right. It was Oregon and Washington, right? And who did they call? They called campus police. The guys with the guns. Can you imagine? No. I think this is perfect. They should let this happen. And then you call, right? Hey, campus police. Yeah, they're shooting at us. We'd love to help you, but aren't you John, the guy that started the protest to take our guns away? We're going to stay at our safe place. We'll call the police. Let us know when to get there. Can you see this? I would do that. Listen, here's the problem. We have a bunch of lunatics teaching a bunch of lunatics. It ain't going to get better, people. Oh, God bless America.
Oregon Community College.
There you go. Isn't that exciting? Yeah. Emory University, on the other hand, had earned a distinction of being a true neutral in terms of Twitter sentiment. With its positive and negative mentions canceling each other out, college staff infers that the neutral perception of Emory may have to do with the controversy that engulfed its campus in March when students complained of being triggered by the pro-Donald Trump chalk. God, you know what? God, I think that some of these kids, what you should do, when you go to college, they give you a whole packet of stuff, right? You should include diapers in there. Seriously. That way that we can at least tell, or give them pacifiers. That way that we know when they're walking around, if they got diapers and a pacifier on, they're the ones that you want to keep away from sharp objects. Now, other schools enjoyed an unquestionably positive reception on Twitter, though particularly those who basketball teams performed well in the NCAA tournament that took place in the same time that College Stats was conducting its surveys. The school with the most positive average Twitter sentiment in the country was Villanova University, which won the NCAA men's basketball championship in April, after which faculty, students, and fans flooded Twitter with positive messages. Now, Syracuse University, which tied for second in the most positive category, also had a great year in basketball. So there's the thing, right? All you need is a great basketball team, and you can say whatever you want on Twitter, right? No? Yeah? Maybe? All right. Last one here. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Drury University. They say, which enjoyed the greatest number of positive words per tweet, did not experience any great sporting success this spring, but like most of the other schools in that category, Drury is a small private institution that promotes a family atmosphere. Tweets from happy students and alumni recommending small schools help boost them to the top of the list. So this is like that reputation defender, right? All you got to do is get people to tweet a whole bunch of positive stuff about you to push it down. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I am Joe Bacini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, finding smarter people than I to converse with. And like I said, what's his name? Michael Hausen is going to join me in the third hour. I forget because sometimes I've got to schedule. You see, what they don't know is that I schedule these guys, and then they swap hours on me or something like that. And it really throws a wrench in the works, so to speak. So how's this one for you? Since we were just talking about guns, this ought to be good. You know, I know I'm going to get in trouble for this. I usually do on stuff like this. It never amazes me how totally ignorant and asinine school administrators can be. And apparently common sense is illegal to use on a school campus. I'm just guessing here because of some of the stories that we do. So in Portsmouth, Virginia, Douglas Park Elementary second grader Joshua Green missed more than a month of school this year. No, he didn't have bronchitis. Didn't have the shingles or chicken pox or anything like that. Why? He brought two guns to class. One was a squirt gun. The other was a Nerf gun. I'll tell you what. I know this is going to sound bad. If you can really hurt somebody with a Nerf gun, you're good. You should head up our military. Seriously. So the weapons were bright colored and don't resemble a real gun to anyone that has eyesight. The boy's mother, Audrianne Davis, told a local TV station that Green was initially suspended for 10 days when he was busted with one of the toy guns during his physical education class, though he did not point it at anyone or make any sort of threat. School officials are now considering expelling the 7-year-old. Let me repeat that. They're going to expel the 7-year-old. I'm sorry. I was emotional and shocked like this was really happening because he's 7 years old, Davis said. Oh, no, we got to do this. We're not going to let this one go. We're going to pick up this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spent with me. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Music is a word within itself, with a language.
We are back. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air and the chat room. Texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. What is that? 5563, right? Yeah, close enough for government work. Anyway, always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In case, you know, I get all these requests. Yeah, I know, I'm pretty popular, right? I get all these requests to be my friend on Facebook. Anyway, I'm getting a whole bunch of requests from people. I can't really read what's in their feed. I go look at their feed first to see if there's somebody I want to be friends with. So I have to say, Farouk, you're probably not the person I would be friends with. Some of the people that we've been checking out. Apparently the Muslim Brotherhood, I don't know why they have a problem with me. I'm always nice to them. Don't even know who they are. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. And no, I will not be your friend. I will not allow you to be my friend. Oh, there he is. His name is actually Abdul Raf Karishi. Something like that. Anyway, always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, so we were talking about the that poor little guy that's probably going to get suspended or something because he brought a Nerf gun to school. Actually, two of them. He brought a water pistol, and like it's fluorescent orange, and the Nerf gun is fluorescent green. These people are sick. The mother said he was originally suspended for 10 days. Now they're looking to expel him. He's 7 years old, really doesn't understand. And like I said, if you could seriously hurt somebody with a Nerf gun, you're good. You should head up, I don't care how old you are, you should head up special ops. You know what I'm saying? Mom says, I was emotional and shocked. I'm like, is this really happening? I mean, he's 7 years old. I understand. Okay, he's suspended, but now you're talking about expelling him? David says, she usually checks her son's backpack for toys when he heads off to school. She said, I blame myself. She said that one day I didn't do it. Okay, I always tell him, make sure you leave your toys in the house. So what he's saying is, like, house toys and school toys, like, you shouldn't be playing with guns in any way, shape, manner, or form, that even a Nerf gun is terrible and bad and wrong? What is that all about? Davis believes that strict school gun policies are important, but thinks administrators should use common sense. Oh, my God. Did I just swear? I'm sorry. I didn't mean. I think she swore. Common sense. And consider each case individually before issuing severe punishment. She's right. They should. She broke into tears discussing her son's predicament with Wavy. I don't even know what that is. He's small. He made a mistake. He didn't... oh, I'm sorry. W-A-V-Y. He's a...
it's in Virginia.
God bless it. Hopefully it's not a station we're on. I'd really be in trouble. He's small. He made a mistake. He didn't understand what he was doing, she said. He don't, not my words, hers, I'm sorry. He don't even understand really what's going on and why he can't bring his toy guns to school. Davis is appealing her son's punishment, scheduled to make her case in front of the Portsmouth School Board. At a hearing on Thursday, her attorney, Tim Anderson, told WAVY that Green's possible expulsion is illogical. We have to have some, and he's right, you have to have some common sense here. It's never been really problematic before. Never had any real trouble to speak of. Right? And now he brings a Nerf gun to school, and you're going to expel him. We have to have some common sense, he said. There's no doubt that the toy gun, from Joshua's standpoint, he had it in a pocket. He had it in his pocket at PE. Wasn't even shooting at anybody. He just had it on him. District spokesman Ari Durrell said, the school board feels the community deserves their attention on matters involving weapons and look-alike guns. There is no gun... that I know of. Do you guys know of any gun, real gun, that is fluorescent orange or fluorescent green? Maybe lime green. You do?
They make them hot pink for women.
Okay, that's different. Okay, they make them hot pink for women. Yeah. That's it. No, I'm not going to do that. All right. 87% of the folks who voted on WAVY Facebook page about the incident believe it was an innocent mistake, while a mere 13% believe he should be drawn and quartered. There are clearly toy water Nerf guns, not even somewhat representative of real guns, Morgan Harris wrote in the comments. When did we stop letting children be children? When the Dems took over. That's when it happened. When the PC police actually got some power. When you guys let them in, that's what happened. That's how it happened. Chewing a Pop-Tart in the form of a gun, or it might look like a gun. That's an expellable offense now. Are you? And these are the loons that want to run the country. Are you serious? It is time that Portsmouth and other school districts get some common sense. This child thought that he was sharing his toy guns with the school friends. 10 days of suspension, a possible 1-year expulsion. You idiots in Portsmouth. I'm sorry. Just think what you're doing to this kid. Think really what you're doing to the kid. Right? He's not upset. He's not irritated. I mean, he's not violent. He doesn't cause any trouble in school. He's never hit anybody. He's a pretty passive kid. Nerf guns are cool. Why do you want to do this to him? Is it supposed to be what's best for the child or the children? One person said, let's ruin an entire year of the child's life and school because the school is too PC and ignorant to understand that kids will be kids, and those were clearly not real guns. Think about it. Now, simply, one idiot writes, I'm sorry, did I say that? Did I say that? I didn't mean to say that. Yes, I did. Simply ask him to refrain from bringing those killer toys and give him a reason for the rule not to bring them. He'll understand. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Whatever. Anyway, I am... I'm not... God, I didn't even know what to do with that. That's just so asinine. It's what, it's what helps us lose our faith in the education process. Don't you think? And here's another loon. They're all over the place, though. I used to say, it's like horse manure on a ranch. These people are all over the place. This professor is blaming a professor at the University of Buffalo. He says conservatives and Christians are to blame for the Orlando shooting. Why, did the guy convert in the middle of a shooting? He must have. Because last I heard, he was a Muslim. So the University of Buffalo professor claims it was not Islamic radicalism that motivated Omar Mateen to slaughter 49 people. No. But rather Republican conservatives and the Christian belief system. This guy teaching your kids. How stupid can we be? Come on, help me out here. I mean, this guy is a professor at a college. He gets paid with tax money. Jonathan Katz, an associate professor of visual studies, who was one of the first full-time American academics to be tenured in gay and lesbian studies, postulated in an interview Tuesday with the university's faculty and staff paper that terrorism and ISIS are distractions from the actual issue of anti-gay violence, which he claims is promoted by conservative rhetoric. He goes on to say, what we are trying to do here is camouflage the root of the problem, which is a long history of violent political rhetoric and homophobic policies by Republican officials and their conservative allies, Katz asserts. He goes on and he blames the right for deliberately using ISIS as a strategy to misdirect Americans from the path. You know what? I suggest him and his gay and lesbian friends, maybe they should go on a road trip. What do you think? Maybe they should go and visit the ISIS people, and maybe they should go and visit other communities like that to prove that it's the Christians that are violent towards them, to prove that we're wrong. Seriously. See, I love these people who aren't in it, who are so righteous with themselves, right? They're sure, but they're not living it. They're not in it. Has he ever stood there? Maybe he needs to stand there and watch them throw a gay or a lesbian off of a building. Maybe he should. Then he should chime up, and then what he should do is protest it while he's there, don't you think? He goes on to blame the right for this, saying that we use it as a smokescreen to keep them from knowing our true intentions. Now, the killer, or as he puts it, the alleged shooter, well, why? What do you mean alleged shooter? They have him on film. They have witnesses. What's alleged about it? See, this is where I part from the 100% legal ways. Look, I don't need him to be convicted in court, which he's never going to go to, right? I mean, dead. He's no longer the alleged shooter. He is the shooter/killer. He pledged allegiance.